So, Simon, 4-0 loss out there, but probably harsh on the team, that wasn't it? I think we played a lot better than that.
Yeah, we did. I think 4-0 was probably an unfair reflection on the game. I think 2 would have probably been more appropriate. I think they were better overall. However, I was pleased with the fact we've got 5 or 6 teenagers, under 21s in the side at the minute due to the number of injuries we've got. It's been tough the last couple of weeks because of those injuries, but the young lads have come in, and especially today, put a terrific shift in. The older heads, you know, they've put a shift in today, you know, complete opposite to last week. And we've tried to focus on the positives, which are we were better than last week, much better. There's a lot more effort, application, and that gives us a little bit of a platform now to go into the Huddersfield game.
And also, Knaresborough were bolstered by a few of their first teamers, and of course their first team blitzed their way to the NCL Division 1 title above. So that really was the difference maker, wasn't it, in terms of the quality of both sides?
Yeah, I mean, it was. It's always going to make a difference at this level if you can put 5 or 6 first teamers in. You know, to be fair to Knaresborough, they have had a lot of games recently. First team, second team, under 21s, and it can take its toll and have an impact. I suppose it's nice from their perspective that they have the option now the first team league's finished and they've won it, that they can put five or six first teamers into the second team. And that's always going to be difficult for us coming to a place like this. But we see it as a challenge. Do I think there's a massive difference between us and them? Not particularly. And I'm more than confident that if we had a fully fit squad, that we'd have been even closer to them. So there are positives to take.
How much do you think the linesman had on the referee? There were some questionable decisions. Do you think you could have helped out the referee more, especially in the first half?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to berate officials because we want to keep officials in the game. I think there has to be an issue if a linesman can't keep up with play, because obviously he has to be level in order to give a decision. Now, the first goal that Knaresborough scored, it's 2 or 3 yards off. He's not level, so he can't give it. That's the frustration. We had a word with the referee, and I think the referee identified it as well, you know, that he was struggling a little bit. So from my perspective, you know, we don't want to lose officials, but in the same vein, we can't have officials that can't do the job properly. So it's a tough one for the league, because I know they're struggling, but I think the officials have to be better. You know, it's such a fine line, and it's such small details. If we come in, you know, 0-0 or 1-0 down, it's very different to being 2-0 down. So that just gives us a little bit more of a platform for the second half. So frustrating, yeah, but there's nothing we can do about it.
You mentioned next up is away to Huddersfield Amateur. What do you want to see from the side there? I presume more of the same like we did today, you know, more fighting, more competition.
I want to see improvement. Obviously, we were dreadful last week against Sherburn, absolutely dreadful. Really poor performance. This week's been much better, much more positive, and we want to kick on again. And that's what it's about at the minute. It's those small wins. Can we play better next week? Can we put more effort in next week? Can we put the ball in the net next week? So, you know, if we can get those small wins, we can improve on this week's performance, then, you know, we'll turn the corner and we'll start to get results again.
Well, thanks very much for your time, Simon.
My pleasure.